This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Canvassing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has reached a feverish pitch as key leaders of all political parties are actively campaigning in various parts of the country. In Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Barabanki today. He again attacked the TMC and Samajwadi Party alliance, saying the Samajwadi Party's political alliance is only for vote bank and appeasement, and they have taken refuge in Bengal now. He addressed a rally at Fatehpur also. He also addressed a rally in Hamirpur constituency. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly campaigning in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi, who is contesting against Smriti Irani. In Maharashtra, ahead of the last day of campaigning, both NDA and INDIA bloc are organising mega rallies in Mumbai today. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a grand election rally at the iconic Shivaji Park today. INDIA bloc is also organising a rally at Bandra Kurla complex ground in Mumbai. Along with Nashik and Dhule parliamentary constituencies, all 11 seats in Mumbai metropolitan region will go for voting on Monday. These are the last 13 seats where voting will take place in Maharashtra. The Congress has alleged that the efforts made by the central government in the last 10 years regarding air pollution in Delhi are not showing any effect. Briefing media at Delhi State Congress office today, Party General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said the environment plays a vital role in the Delhi elections, given that the city ranks amongst the top in air pollution. He said it is the primary duty of the government, which is at the centre, to address the issue. He also raised issues of chemical contamination, deforestation in the Aravali region, brick kilns and thermal power plants surrounding Delhi, and pollution in the river Yamuna. He claimed that the INDIA bloc will secure a clear majority in the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in seven states and one union territory will go to poll in this phase on the 1st of next month. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and last phase. The Election Commission has issued a show cause notice to BJP Lok Sabha candidate in Tamluk, West Bengal, Abhijit Gangopadhyay, for his alleged derogatory remarks against West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. The Commission said Mr. Gangopadhyay's comment has been found improper, injudicious, beyond dignity in every sense of the term, and in bad taste. It is also found to be prima facie violation of the Model Code of Conduct. The poll body has sought the response of Mr. Gangopadhyay by Monday evening on why action should not be taken against him. The Trinamool Congress had filed a complaint against Mr. Gangopadhyay for his alleged comment against Ms. Banerjee while addressing a public meeting on Wednesday in Haldia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said India will develop all the requisite national strengths that will make it a leading power in the times to come. Speaking at a function organised by Traders' Organisation in New Delhi, Dr. Jayashankar said India's endeavour should be to enhance capability and competitiveness along with a business-friendly environment. He said India has witnessed robust growth, sweeping reforms, radically improved governance, fiscal discipline, infrastructure progress, rapid digitization, and a focus on developing skills in India. He said there is the larger branding endeavor of today's India that will make the case to the world. In table tennis, India's Poyamanti Baisya will play the mixed doubles and women's doubles finals of the WTT Cappadocia FIDE in Turkey this evening. In mixed doubles, Swamanti and Akash Pal will face compatriots Anirban Ghosh and Swastika Ghosh in an all-Indian final. In women's doubles final, Swamanti along with Kritika Roy will take on Honoka Hashimoto and Hitomi Sato of Japan. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the Wankhede Stadium this evening. Hardik Pandya-led Mumbai Indians is out of the playoff race. Lucknow is at the seventh spot with 12 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.